come here for a purpose. Amen. We come here to let you know that you're not forgotten. We see you, but God sees you. And I'm telling you this morning that if you would put your faith and your hope in him, God will change your life, change your circumstances. How I know that? Because he changed mine. Amen. Amen. I don't stand here talking about something I don't know anything about. You see, I was out there in the world living like we all did at one time, like the world. Amen. And I was brought to a fork in the road where I had to make a decision. Either keep going down the road I'm going or change. When the Lord Jesus Christ came into my heart and saved me, best decision in my life. God blessed me with a beautiful wife, 6 children. God blessed me with a lot of things. But the best decision I ever made in my life was to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, I would not be the man standing here without him. And I give him all praise, glory, and honor that's due to his name. Amen. I want to also take this opportunity to thank all of you. I see some of you from last time we were here. I want to thank you for coming back. I want you to know that all of you, this whole place, this whole facility is in our thoughts as well as our prayers. Amen. I pray that everybody that walked through the door and walk out will get a touch from God. Amen. I want y'all to understand that there are times that we're going to face some difficult situations. All of us are. Amen. I'm reminded of one day I came from work and got to the door, and my wife was standing there with my son, and he was laying there with his mouth open and saliva coming out, and one side of his body was paralyzed. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out what's going on. We had money in the bank. We had health insurance. So we bring him to the doctor, and we get to the doctor, and they're running all these tests on him and all these different things. And as we were there, I looked at my wife, and I looked at her face, and she had this frantic look on her face. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. And so I walked out of the hospital and walked down to the parking lot, and I looked up towards heaven. I said, Lord, I need you. I said, Lord, I've been telling people about your goodness. I've been telling them about your mercy. I've been telling them that you're real. I've been telling them all these different things, but Lord, I need you. I walked back to that hospital, and they're still running all these tests, and the doctor had a needle about that long sticking in my baby's spine, trying to figure out what was going on with him. Amen. And as I sit there, as I walk in, and I'm looking, and all I see, my little baby finger just twitched on that side. It just twitched on that side where he was paralyzed at. And I knew right then God heard my prayer. I knew that God wanted me to continue on going forward. But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. You can't testify about something you don't know nothing about. Amen? Amen. You're going to have to go through some things to know who God is. That's just what that is. You're going to go through some stuff to know who God is. Because God is going to qualify your faith in him. Amen? Now let me tell you something. If you go to a job and you show up on time on your job, the boss knows you are dependable. Amen? And when I start serving God, I realized that God is dependable. Amen. God is faithful when I'm not faithful. When you're not faithful, God is faithful. Amen. Amen. God's going to show up if we don't show up. Oh, yeah. Amen. 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 When God healed my son, I realized something. I realized that this is not about me. This is about him. Uh-huh. Amen. Look, man, let me tell y'all something right now. Let me say this real good. I'm going to say it real slow where everybody can hear me real well. I'm talking about me personally. I would never be that good because I got flaws. Amen. I'm human. But one thing I've learned over my lifetime, over my walk with the Lord, God is that good. Amen. There is no flaws in God. When God tells you something, you can bank on it. Amen. Amen. As we assemble here this morning, I want you to focus with me on a subject with Jesus. It's never over. I'm not talking about with your mama, with your daddy, your job, your education. I said with Jesus, it's never over. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if the doctor told you that you have been diagnosed with cancer, with all kinds of other diseases. I don't care if your finances say that you ain't got no money in the bank and all your bills do. I don't care if your body tells you you can't get out of bed now, that everything is just in stop. I'm telling you, it's never over with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's never over. You have your Bibles. Look with me to the book of St. John, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. I'm going to give you an example of how it's never over. Amen? The reason why I'm telling you this is because, see, God is not like us. Amen? Look, I'm not telling you to put your faith and confidence in me. I want you to put your faith and confidence in the Word of God. Because, see, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man, he's going to repent. If God said it, God's going to do it. If God spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen?
Amen?
That's what the Word of God says. Isaiah 55 says, so shall my word be going forth out of my mouth, it's not going to return to me void. He said, whatever I send it out to do, it's going to accomplish it. I didn't say that. That's what he said. Don't take my word. Stand on God's word. Amen?
Amen?
Because God's word is eternal. The Bible teaches us that God says that heaven and earth go pass away before one jot or tittle of his word go fail. Amen? Look, I might tell you I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock. I'm driving down the road. They got a wreck. I got to make a detour. I get there at 7:05. Guess what? I just lied to you because I ain't get there at 7 o'clock. But if God tells you something, that's what it is. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
There you will find these words. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Now I want y'all to hear something here in that fourth verse. And I want you to put it in your mind and your heart. I want you to ever forget this, because it's going to be some things coming in your life, but you're going to try to figure out, well, why all this stuff happening to me? Why am I going to do all these different things? That fourth verse is something I want you to pay attention to, because it said, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Amen? Did you hear what I said? He said, you're going through this, that God be glorified through whatever you're going through. Amen? As I stated earlier, you'll never know that God's a healer unless you get sick. You'll never know that God's a deliverer unless you get somewhere where you need to be delivered. Amen? You'll never know that God is a mind regulator until your mind gets feeble. Amen? You'll never know that God is a heart regulator until your heart gets to the point where you need it regulated. Amen? For the glory of God. That's why you're going through it. But don't sit down and mope and complain about what you're going through. Amen. Throw your hands up. If you can't throw your hand up, put up a finger. Amen. If you can't put up your hand or finger, put up your feet. Amen. If you can't put your feet up, throw your head up. Do something to let the world know that no matter what I'm going through in life, I'm glorifying my God. Amen. Amen. The fifth verse says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now to me, that don't make any sense. Amen. He said when he heard that Lazarus was sick, and he said that he loved them, but Jesus waited 2 more days. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but when I love somebody and they get in trouble, there's a sense of urgency for me to try to get there to do something to help them. Amen? But the Bible says that Jesus tarried or waited 2 more days. But what I love about God is that, you know what? I ain't trying to figure him out. I just want to believe him. However he do it, it's all right with me. Amen? I'm not trying to figure it out. Now watch this now. He says, in that 6th verse, I'm going to say it again. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let's go to Judea again. And the disciples said to him, Rabbi, later the Jews sought to stone you, and you are going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles. Huh? Well, let me give you a little insight on this, if y'all don't mind. He said, because the light is not where? In him. Not on him. Not up here in the sky. No, not in him. Amen? Why are you telling me this, Jesus? See, I'm telling you that what you need is already in you. Amen? You already have what you need. Your faith is what you need. When you believe him, no matter what your circumstances look like, stand firm on what you believe. Amen? Let me tell y'all something. I had a vision one time, and I don't know if y'all believe in vision, but I do. I believe in them because I done had them before. Amen? I found myself in this vision hanging off a cliff. Amen? And God reached me a strand of hair. Not no braid, not no whatever. I'm talking about a strand of hair. He told me to reach and grab the strand of hair. I'm going to pull you up. I said, Lord, I can't reach and grab a strand of hair and get pulled off the side of a mountain. That's impossible. But I did it anyway, and God lifted me up, and that's what he told me. He said, if I would have put a rope out there, you'd have put your faith in that rope because you'd have believed the rope was strong enough to pull you up. He said, if I'd have put a chain there, you'd have been putting your faith in that chain because you were believing that the chain was strong enough to pull you up. He said, but when you got that strand of hair and you seen that ain't nowhere in the world with the body weight you have is able to pull you up, you had to put your faith not in the hair, the chain, the rope. You had to put your faith in me. Amen. 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 With Jesus. It's never over. I don't care what your circumstances are. With Jesus, it's never over. Amen. 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 Watch this, y'all. Lord, have mercy. Woo! Help me, Jesus. Jesus, in that 12th verse, the disciples said, that 11th verse said, these things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him. The disciples said in that 12th verse, then the disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought that he was speaking about him taking rest in sleep. That 14th verse said, I want y'all to hear this real good. He said, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Not sleep, not in a coma, none of that. Lazarus is dead. To the natural mind, guess what? It's over. Amen? Huh? It's over. He dead. It's over. But as I said in our subject, with Jesus, it's never over. Amen? I said earlier, I don't care what your finances look like, it's never over. I don't care how your body feels, it's never over. Amen? I don't care how your children acting, it's never over. I don't care how your wife act, it's never over. I don't care how your husband act, it's never over. Amen? Not with Jesus. Amen? Let me tell y'all something. Y'all going to marriage counseling with your wife or with your children or with your husband, go to Jesus. Put Jesus on. Amen? Amen. Watch this here now. Watch this here. Watch this here. Mm-mm. Jesus said that Lazarus was dead. Then he says in that 15th verse, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let's go to him. Y'all see that? He's setting up something to show not only the people that he's going to see, but he wants his disciples to understand that no matter what you're going through in life, it's never over with me. I don't care how it looks, it's never over with me. With Jesus, it's never over. Amen? Watch this here now. 16th verse says, then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go also that we may die with him. 17th verse says, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. I want y'all to hear that now. Lazarus was in the grave, in the tomb for 4 days. Now I got to remember now, they told him, and Jesus waited 2 days. Amen. So what are you doing, Jesus? Well, what you doing, Jesus? How does this make sense to the natural mind? Why are you going there now? It's over with. He's dead. You can't do nothing for him. Amen. Oh, my son hooked on drugs. It's over with. No, it ain't. Amen. All these different things we go through in life, it's not over with. Not with Jesus. Amen. Watch this here now. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, now watch this. Now, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. What is she saying? She's telling him that even though my brother dead, I still have got faith to believe that it's not over yet. Amen. I want y'all to hear me this morning. Now, I know that the devil trying to distract you a little bit, but let me tell y'all something. You better grab hold of this. You better hear what I'm trying to tell you this morning. I'm trying to tell you no matter where you are, it's never over with Jesus. Amen. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what your circumstances say. It's never over with Jesus. Amen. 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 Why does it not? She said, but that 22nd verse, man, it's powerful. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection and the last day. Now watch this, y'all. 25th verse said, Jesus said, Martha, let me tell you something. Excuse me, Martha, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to understand something. He says in that 25th verse, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen? You're looking everywhere else for the solution to your problem, but I'm the answer. Amen. I'm the one going to fix all this. I'm going to take care of all this. But what you got to do, you got to believe me. Amen. Stop believing what your leg's saying. Stop believing what your wallet's saying. Stop believing what your bank account says. Stop believing what other people say. I want you to believe what I'm saying. Amen. Because with Jesus, it's never over. Amen. Watch this here now. Lord, have mercy. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Oh, wait a minute. Now he said, now if you believe in me and you die, you're going to live again, eternal life. You're going to have a place that you're going to be able to go to. That the Bible talks about in Revelation, where streets paved with gold, where we got mansions up there, where we are able, there's no sickness, no crying, no dying up there. I get all that. Amen? But I don't know about nobody else. I want to live down here. Amen? I want some people to know who God is down here. Amen. I want you to understand something. I remember reading one day when in this book, and the man said that he went out to the witness, and he was out there, and these guys stand on the corner, and he out there telling him, you know, about the goodness of God and how God had saved him, how God brought him through, and the guy started laughing at him, say, man, go sit down. So I don't want to hear all that old Jesus stuff and all that. And the man went home disappointed, and the man died. Man died and went to heaven. When he got to heaven, he had a young man running through the crowd of people trying to get to him and said, man, I want to tell you something. I want to thank you. He said, thank me for what? He said, man, you're the reason why I'm in heaven right now today. He said, I don't know you. He said, man, when you was on that corner talking to them boys and they were saying all kind of stuff about you, I heard you. And I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's how I made it here. Amen. I want you to understand something. You never know who's watching you, man. You never know who's listening to you.
That's right.
You never know who God gonna use for you to help along this journey.
Right.
Amen. I want you to know that it's never over.
Right.
Amen. I don't care what it looks like. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
It's never over with Jesus.
Amen.
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 Now watch this now. Lord, have mercy. He said, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming to the world. Amen. And when she said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews were with her in the house, comforting her. When they saw that Mary rose quickly and went out, they followed her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep for her brother there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said to him, the Lord come and see. I want you to look at something, the shortest verse in the Bible, the 35th verse of John 11, Jesus wept. Jesus had compassion. Jesus had empathy. I want you to understand something. Jesus feels what you feel. He understands what you're going through. Amen. I don't want you to ever think that you're alone. He don't know.
Oh, he God. He don't understand what's going on.
Yes, he does. He came down from heaven, took on flesh, and went going through the same thing that we go through. But the Bible said he overcame them all. Amen. That's why when I tell you it's never over with Jesus. It's never over with Jesus. Amen. Watch this here, y'all. Lord, have mercy. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Y'all see that? Everybody got the narrative that it's over. Everybody believed that it's over. Amen. Watch this here now. 38th verse says, then Jesus again groaning himself came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Take away the stone. Amen. You take away the doubt. Take away the fear. Take away the apprehension. Take away all those things that's hindering you from believing God. Take it away. Amen. And allow God to come into your life and show you what he's able to do. Amen. Watch this, y'all. Is everybody all right? Is everybody all right? I don't know about y'all. I'm excited this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm excited this morning. Amen. Amen. Now watch this here, y'all. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time, there's a stench, for he had been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? If you believe it, you're going to see the glory of God. If you believe it, you're going to see that it's not over. Amen? Amen. Why does it not? That 41st verse says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. And I know that you always hear me. Amen? Amen. I said that you always hear me. Amen? Amen. Can y'all say that? Yes. Can we testify that he always hears us? Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. See, when you got God here, you got somebody here. Amen. I ain't talking about, my mama heard what I said. My daddy heard what I said. Oh, my husband heard what I said. My wife, no. That when God hear what you say, some things for the change.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it ain't over. Not when you got Jesus.
Nah.
Amen. Why does you know? He said, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this. That they may believe that what you sent me. He said, now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice. He cried with a loud voice. Amen. He cried with a loud voice. Amen. Is everybody ready? I say he cried with a loud voice. But what did he say? He came and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Now I want you to take and translate Lazarus' name out the way and put yours there. Amen. I don't know what your name is. Amen. But put your name there. Amen. Well, I don't know what the circumstances are. Put your name there. Amen. When my pocket get empty, when my back don't feel good, when it seems like all kind of things going on in my life, he going to say, William, come forth.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He going to say, Joe, come forth. He going to say, Mary, come forth. I don't care what your name is. Put your name there. Amen.
Amen.
And go forth in what God ordained for your life.
Amen.
Amen. 44th verse says, and he who had died 4 days in the grave came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Amen. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Amen. I'm trying to tell you something. I know that we all got limits in our lives. I know we all got things we're going through. With Jesus, it's never over. Jesus said, even those that believe in me and die, it ain't over. Because I got a place prepared for. That where I am, there you gonna be also. He said, those that are alive and believe in me, don't worry about it. You ain't going nowhere either. Amen. I want you to know something this morning. No matter what it looks like. No matter how severe the storms are in your life. I want y'all to know that it's never over with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So this morning, as we close, give God what he deserves. Give him all the glory, the honor that's due to his name. Exalt him above everything. And no matter what you go through in life, you let that devil know. Let your mama, daddy, wife, sister, brother, whoever it is, anybody that's talking doubt to you, anybody try to make you feel like, oh, it ain't going to work. When it's, I'm talking about the doctor. When the doctor said, well, you, I done did all I can. Thank you, doctor. But my doctor, he ain't finished yet. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, he ain't finished yet. It's never over with my doctor. Amen? When the lawyer tell me, well, I done did everything I could, don't worry about the lawyer. My lawyer, it's not over yet. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you bow your heads, please? Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you, Father God, for your word, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for every soul that assembled here, every soul that heard this word, Father God. Bless them, Father God, with everything they need, Father God. And show, Father God, your glory in their lives, Father God. That they would know, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And with Jesus, it's never over, Lord. These prayers I pray in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for it. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, let it rest, rule, and abide in us henceforth and forever. Let every child of God signify by saying,
amen,
amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.